It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
President Trump says there's no rift between him and Kanye West after the rapper made an abrupt exit from politics this week. Trump said, "We get along great. He's a good guy." Conservative political commentator Candace Owens, though, posted a blog message one day after rapper Kanye West denied any involvement with the Blexit campaign, the movement trying to highlight blacks exiting the Democratic Party. She said, "I never once said that Kanye designed the t-shirts for Blexit. This is a lie that seems to have made its way around the world, a lie I would like to, again, correct for the record. Kanye was completely right to feel used in that regard, and I have done personally, I would like to publicly apologize to him for any undue stress or pain the effort to correct that rumor has caused him, his business, relationships, or his family. He simply never designed them." She's lying. I have watched countless interviews with her before all of this blew up and Kanye decided he didn't want any part of it. Of her, she straight up says, "My good friend and superhero Kanye West designed these shirts." I mean, it's like as clear as day. So I don't know. I think she's trying to save face now because all of this does look really bad on her part. If he never gave her the okay to put his name on there, then
yeah,
that's not good.
If that's true, I'd be ticked off. I'm like, you can't just go do something without asking my permission and getting okay.
Right. Jennifer Lopez says it's easier to date Alex Rodriguez than Ben Affleck. In the latest issue of InStyle, J-Lo said it was crazy back when she was dating Affleck because the media coverage surrounding their romance was intense. She also believes that social media is one reason she and A-Rod haven't been tabloid targets because people get to see who they really are. Lopez also said another reason life is easier with the former New York Yankee stars because when they met, they'd both already done a lot of work on themselves. She said, "Everybody has flaws, and the people I want in my life are the people who recognize that and are willing to work on those flaws. They just seem perfect together. I wish they would just get married." Mario Lopez is gunning for Ellen DeGeneres' TV spot. The Saved by the Bell star recently filled in for Ellen during her two-week vacation, and sources say that it went really well. Allegedly, he's now focused on impressing everyone at the show because if Ellen decides to retire, he wants that spot.
No, I'm so used to Ellen, so I don't think I'd say anybody could do her job, but maybe. I don't know.
I don't want... I would want another a funny chick. I don't want another guy. We have enough guys in TV hosting jobs. I think it'd be fun to have a funny chick in there. I really like Ellen.
I was gonna say, there's not that many people that are Ellen. She's
because
an incredible
we got rid of
person.
Oprah, and now that's a void in my heart.
But what if Oprah comes back?
Oh, that would be my
dream. Oprah hosts Ellen. What?
And John Stamos talked about the moment that he knew he wanted to be an actor.
Then I went to the set of Grease. I can't remember how old I was, 14 or 15.
The movie Grease.
They were shooting in Orange County, and I went, and it was the scene where, prom scene, where they were doing hand driving.
Yeah.
And I was sitting out there, and the doors blasted up, and Travolta walked out in that black suit and that pink shirt, and I said, "That, man, I want to be that, you know?"
Really?
Yeah, he was always an inspiration.
Wow, that's something else. And have you told him that story?
Every time I see him.
Oh, I see. So you do know him.
It's like, I know, Jan. Okay,
coming up after 7:15 in the garbage, I have a really interesting update for you on how The Conners has actually been doing on ABC now that it's had a couple episodes there.
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting stuff that's coming up.